We're looking good?
All right.
Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boys? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neralto Eta. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, as you guys can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are hanging out at Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. So big shout out to Noral for sponsoring the show, and big shout out for them for allowing us to come down and talk to some people today. So on that note, let's begin with the show. You know I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, for sure. My name's Adam DeVoe. I'm one of the product advisors here at Noral Toyota. In the sales department, of course, and yeah,
cool.
That's who I am.
All right, Adam. So, first and foremost, where are you from?
Originally from Nova Scotia.
Okay, how long have you been here for?
It'd be 10 years now. Yeah, 10 years.
Yep. Okay, and so what brought you out here originally?
The oil sands did. My dad was up here, so I came up and worked with him for a few years, and
okay,
now I'm here.
Doing what?
Dad's an electrician.
Okay.
I was pushing paperwork and stuff like that when I came up, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right on. Now, in regards to Toyota, why Toyota? There's a lot of different car dealerships you can
Yeah, well, I think it's because I knew Keith very well, our general manager, of course, and
yeah.
The opportunity arose for me to start working here with him, and, you know, mostly mornings for myself, but it kind of worked with my ongoing life and things like that, and it's really helped out.
Nice. So what do you do with your afternoons?
Actually, I'm a manager at the keg as well.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the man that me and Tanner need to be hanging out with more.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about that section of your life in regards to being in the restaurant industry.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one of my original jobs back in university days, you know, serving and whatnot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Long story short, I had a daughter born 6 years ago.
Okay. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And then, so I left the oil sands to spend some time with her.
Yeah.
And then when I came, she's in Scotland, of course, but that's a long, long story.
Okay.
Yeah. Nonetheless, when I came back, there was an opportunity to be the guest services manager at the keg, and I took that. And then I've been there for 4 years now. And then 8 months ago, I think now, I started working here as well.
Okay. Now, before I have so many more questions, but
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Show is live. Where is your mic right now?
Right here.
Okay. Are we going to be able to hear that, Tanner, where it is?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Just making sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, let's get back to it. So
sure.
I don't want to pry too deep into your personal life.
Absolutely.
Are you from Scotland?
No,
like,
I'm from Nova
Scotia. So
I'm
like,
from Nova Scotia originally.
Okay.
My daughter's mom is British.
Okay.
So long story short, I met her in Canada and whatnot, and Athena was born in Scotland. And
what a beautiful name.
Yeah, and she's still there now. So I actually go there next week because her birthday is on Tuesday.
Oh, that's epic, man.
Yep.
Very cool. Okay. So have you spent a lot of time in Europe in general then?
Yeah, I spent 10 months there when Athena was born in Scotland, and then I've been back, you know, a few dozen times to visit her, of course, as much as I can.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool. Okay, let's jump back on, because me and Tanner were really big food guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really big food guys. We'll talk about cars. We'll talk about Toyota.
Yeah, sure thing.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I come to the keg, I pretty much get the same thing every time I come.
Yep.
What is your go-to meal? What do you say, like, hey, this is what I get, this is what I recommend?
So, because it's a different taste, I always recommend the blue cheese crust to people on top of any steak.
Okay.
Now, that might be disappearing here in the next month with our new menu coming out. They might have changed the blue cheese topper.
Okay.
But it's delicious. I actually got a finance manager. He came to eat there about a month ago, and he's like, what should I get? And I told him, whatever steak you want, and get a blue cheese crust on it. And he's been getting that every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's my other question that I've never talked to anybody in length from the Keg.
Yeah.
I've been going to the Keg for many years, Fort McMurray, out of town, wherever, right?
Yeah.
So I used to be a recruiter, so I'd live on the road.
Yep.
And I spent a lot of time in the East Coast.
Sure.
And in the East Coast, it's not Alberta.
Yep.
So steak isn't the best.
That's right, for sure.
That being said, you go to a Keg in St. John's, Newfoundland, or in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Yep.
And it tastes exactly the same as it does in Fort McMurray.
It's all the same.
I don't understand
how they
nail that quality of their steak everywhere you go.
It's the grading. It's the grading of the steak. They source out their steaks and their beef, and it all comes and it's required to be a certain grade.
Right.
And, you know, you pay for what you get, of course,
you
right?
You really do.
Yeah.
The other cool thing was, and I don't know if I'm so glad you're on the show, man.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
One time I was in St. John's, Newfoundland,
yeah.
And I went to the Keg right on the waterfront.
Yeah.
And I ordered the steak and lobster, because that's usually my go-to jam. And I got two lobster tails.
Yeah.
And there's like, yeah, we do it a little bit differently in St. John's. So I guess dependent on like the Keg's location, they can kind of tweak the menu
Exactly. So for example, wings are on the menu for everybody now. For all the Kegs,
wings,
yeah, and they're actually delicious. But for the longest time, they were on nobody's menu except ours. So sometimes, even we're a franchise here, but even though we still report to corporate, right?
Okay.
And they're the ones who decide our prices, they decide our menu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks enjoyed our wings, so we kind of fought tooth and nail to keep the wings here for our guests, right?
That's right.
So I would assume in Newfoundland, being right on the water, they have more seafood availability.
That's right.
They might have a little bit of leeway for them as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Wings, listen, I have to imagine the Keg's wings are like out of this world.
Yeah, they're delicious. The three pepper sauce that we put on them is just amazing.
Because there's one thing, I've only ordered it twice now, because when you go to the Keg, like, you got to go with the steak, you got to go with the law, in my opinion.
That's right.
Steakhouse.
Yep, that's right.
But my favorite food on the planet is burgers.
Your
burger's so good.
We have a delicious burger. It's just so fresh, and the bun is
so
nice,
good.
And has everything so crisp.
Oh,
it's very delicious, yeah.
I could talk to you about your menu all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my phone just vibrated. We have a segment on the show called the Max City Minute. It's where Tanner asks questions.
Okay.
But Tanner couldn't make it today.
Okay.
He got called off to a special shooting job in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So he's gone.
You've already talked to me on this episode already.
Well, listen, I talked to you like mentally from Zimbabwe.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
Tanner's questions are hidden up here. Are you ready for these? This is Max City Minute. Oh, but before we talk about the Max City Minute, we got to talk about the sponsor for this segment.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've heard about them, but they're called McMurray Denture Center. They're down the street from you guys in Royal Toyota.
Yeah.
If anybody at home ever needs some dentures, any teeth work, they're the go-to job.
Awesome.
So
yeah, very much.
Thank you for sponsoring the Max City Minute. On with the questions from Tanner in Zimbabwe. What is your favorite part about being a Noral employee and part of the team here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to be honest, it's to see people light up when they get their new vehicle, right? You know, you've bought a new vehicle. I think you've bought one from us, to be honest.
I literally have bought every single vehicle except for one in my lifetime from you guys.
Sure thing, and that's awesome. Thank you so much for that, of course.
Yeah.
Shopping local really helps us, you know, stay here, of course. But nonetheless, watching people, you know, some of the vehicles that we have is almost like a dream vehicle for some folks, right?
Right.
And being able to deliver that vehicle to those folks and watch them light up, you know, whether it be, you know, a family of five and they get a brand new Sienna with us, and watching them and the kids just love, you know, and jump around in the car when we're giving it to them for the first day.
Right.
Or someone who's into trucks and they get the brand new Tundra that just came out this year.
Yeah.
And watching them just light up.
Right.
You know, enjoy because they finally got what they want. And right now, you know, as you probably know, there's a big shortage of vehicles, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you can get the vehicle you're looking for, consider yourself lucky, right?
Yeah.
I've seen so many customers upset, not necessarily with us, but just upset with the method, you know, because, okay, we have these six vehicles coming and one of them fits your bill.
Right.
Let's make it yours. Oh, we need to think about it, of course.
Right,
and they come back a week later and it's gone.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's a big shortage of vehicles right now, but being able to deliver and get the vehicle that, you know, a customer wants is amazing. And like I said, like somebody, we delivered limited platinum Highlander last week to one of my customers, and I've never seen somebody smile so much, right? And that's amazing to see that happening, right? Yeah.
Very cool. All right, this is a good one. I like this question. I want to answer this question myself. What is one car from Europe that you love to see when you're over there, but you can't get over here?
So to be honest, when I did rent a few cars while I was over there, but it was always the BMW or the Mercedes, and they at that time they were cheaper to drive those vehicles as rentals than just anything else.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I don't know much about just the European cars. Like, I think there's a Skoda or an MG, I think it's called. That's what I rented last time. Yeah. But the BMWs and the Mercedes, you can certainly get here.
Yeah.
So, but this time that I'm coming, that I'm going here next week, I actually have some Toyota booked for a rental, right? And why not?
Cool.
That's where I work. So they are a little bit different in the UK, right?
Of course.
You don't have the big trucks there, like the Tundras and stuff like that.
That's right.
You do have the RAV4s. I've seen a ton of RAV4s. And as you know, when you start dealing with something, that's all you see, right? Even here, every time I'm driving around, all I do is scan to see Toyotas, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. What is one meal you've had that you think deserves a spot on the Kegs menu? So what's something that's not on the Kegs menu that you're just like, hey, we should remix this and throw it on there?
Well, that one's a tough question for sure, because we kind of have everything. We have the seafood and the steak.
And you got the wings I just found out about.
Yeah, and the wings are delicious. We have nachos too, which is pretty good. Some of that, you know, late night bar food, if you may.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what the answer to that question would be. It'd be like, sometimes we have features every month,
okay,
and they'll do like a special topper to put on top of your steak.
Right.
And there's some that have been better than others.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was probably a year ago, maybe even longer. It was breaded shrimp and scallops with a Cajun sauce or something like that. It was delicious, especially if you like spice.
Yeah.
But that was really good. I don't know what I'd add on the menu. I mean, I'm sort of on the guest services side more than the culinary side, right?
But we
have such delicious food already, right? I'd like to see a spinach salad, actually. We used to have one.
Okay.
And it was before my time.
Right.
And a lot of people are asking for it now with the Keg, even though we're here for Noral, but it's our 50th anniversary here next month.
Okay.
So they're bringing back some of the guest favorites, if you may.
Right.
It's just starting to trickle in all the information, but the goat cheese appetizer's coming back, I think it is. And there's a couple of extra toppers that are coming back for the steaks that used to be.
Okay.
And there's a new dessert that I guess I've never had it yet. It was before my time at the Keg, but apparently it was amazing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. If you could drive any Toyota from any time period, what would that Toyota make and model be?
So, I don't know much about the older Toyotas, but that GR Supra is some nice, that little sports car. I actually sold one last summer, and it was awesome to deliver that. So I got to move it from, like, you know, 10 feet away outside for the customer to pick it up. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Be difficult to drive on these roads here right now, but that's all good.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to drive one of the new Tundras because they're literally all showing up sold.
Right.
But I've got to deliver a couple, and they look phenomenal.
They're bangers.
Yeah. The new Tundras are certainly amazing. If I was buying a vehicle right now, it would be the Highlander Limited Platinum for sure.
Okay.
There's a cool caramel interior color.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and the pictures don't even do it justice. Once you see it in person, it's so
a game
nice.
Changer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is a transferable skill that you have that serves you well, not only at Noral Toyota, but also in your career at the Keg?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have multiple degrees. I have a degree in criminology and a degree in psychology, and I have a degree in business.
Oh, wow.
So I like to think that the business degree certainly helps in this aspect of things.
Right.
And also in the... at the Keg as well, right? Business is business.
Yeah.
But I find the psychology part really helps with, my title over there at the Keg is guest services manager. So I deal with, we're not perfect at the Keg. We're certainly going to mess up a steak here and there sometimes.
Right.
And we always want to make it right, you know?
Right.
So dealing with, an upset guest, as we call them over there, the psychology degree also helps with that sometimes,
no
calming
doubt.
Some people down.
Yeah.
But just being out, it was sort of the industrial psychology side of things. So it also helps with the human resources services side of the business with the staff and things like that, and making sure you keep everybody, their quality work life is important as well, right?
Right.
Mental health is a huge aspect in the world
especially
nowadays.
Right now, no doubt.
So trying to, you know, the last 2 years has been really tough all around, especially for us at the Keg. We were closed, I lost count, 3 or 4 times, you know, for COVID. So, you know, people are struggling for, you know, finance-wise.
That's right.
So being able to help those folks, you know, get them the shifts they need and keep them busy, right? It's been a big struggle. But in the same token, making sure that the business doesn't go under, right?
That's right.
You know, we're not as busy. A lot of folks aren't coming out because everybody's struggling financially, right?
That's right. That's
so
right.
My degrees, I find, always, you know, touch every aspect of my life, right?
There you go. Very cool. All right, my man, that's been... The Max City Minute nailed the questions. Thank you, Tanner, for texting those in from a very far location, maybe on or off camera.
Yeah, he might need Wi-Fi over there.
That's right.
Probably.
That's
right. Absolutely.
So I'm pretty sure we've hit close to 20 minutes, I have to imagine, give or take. So we're coming to the end of the show.
Sure thing.
But I want to talk about Noral just for a little bit in regards to when people are coming in because the inventory isn't here, what's that looking like for you? Like, there's still a process. People are still coming.
Well, and that's just it. So a lot of people are trying to call us first and saying, hey, what do you have on the lot? And to be honest, right now, we have nothing.
Yeah.
We don't have one new vehicle on the lot right now that's not sold.
Yeah.
Right now, honestly, it's almost an order process, right? We're struggling to get people out in test drives, right? And even being able to look at the vehicles. So it's pretty much, here's a list of what we got coming.
Yeah.
Does one of these fit your needs or, you know, color wise and
that's
things
right.
like that?
Right.
Yes, no.
Right.
We, you know, we take a deposit, allocate it to them, and when it's here, it's theirs, right?
That's
so
right.
It's really a big waiting game right now in the car business.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've put somebody out in a test drive, and that's unfortunate because I know myself, I'd like a test drive, but
right.
it is a Toyota, so...
You know what you get.
Yeah, it's going to be a great vehicle, whatever they pick, you know, and it's going to be a long haul over here, you know, for the next little bit. You know, we have a list this long, literally, of vehicles that are coming that are already sold, and then we have a list of this long of vehicles that are not sold yet, right?
That's right.
So don't wait. If there's something you want, you know, the quicker you can get in here and quicker you can choose what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and then the key thing with that is if you know what you want and you're going to wait anyway,
mm-hmm.
you might as well pick exactly the color, the trim, the level, you know, everything,
that's
you know,
right.
as long as you're comfortable with waiting, you know, a period of time, right?
That's right.
Hybrids are really coming along, right? People,
yeah.
especially with the price of gas right now. The unfortunate part is there's a bigger shortage on hybrids than there is regular vehicles anyway.
Right.
So that's an even longer wait.
Yeah.
So the quicker folks can get here and you know, kind of give us the information they're looking for, let us look and find it, because the guy in the corner, that Keith, which you know very well,
yeah.
he works magic, and he'll it's going to be some work, but we'll find the vehicle you're looking for.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient and kind of give us some time to find it, right?
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time. Do
yeah,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Please feel free to come back on the show again and again and again.
Yeah, anytime, my friend.
And so we're going to talk about us doing some stuff at the Keg after this. That's
sure thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
But before I let anybody go, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the lights, and the camera. Have fun.
Now you put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Now I'm all confused. I mean, I don't think my daughter will see this, but you're going to put it on Facebook, so I'll certainly show her. It's her birthday on Tuesday. She's turning 6. So happy birthday to her. Of course, and then my beautiful fiance Pam, who's pregnant with it'll be my third child, her second, due in July. Without her, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, working two jobs and doing everything. So she certainly needs the biggest shout out of them all.
There you go. Perfect. I love it. All right. Well, there you go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, for not only sponsoring the show, but letting us use their beautiful facility. And big shout out to the McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Max City Minute. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.